and he was killed. Now, this is what we know about Bill Cooper. Officials say he belongs to some kind of militia movement and has published several anti-establishment articles. He has a website, we understand, and on that website, he acknowledges that there is an arrest warrant for him, but he writes, and we're quoting here, any attempt by any federal government agent or anyone else to execute the unlawful arrest warrants will be met with armed resistance. Any person who attempts to kidnap our children will be shot upon discovery. And that is apparently what happened earlier this morning. Sometime after midnight, Cooper reportedly pulling a gun and shooting a 40-year-old Apache County Sheriff's deputy in the head. That sheriff's deputy, we understand, has been flown to Phoenix, where he is in a hospital. We are trying to get his condition right now. We do not know exactly what his condition is, and we understand that the militia member, in this case Bill Cooper, was shot to death. We do have a crew en route to Eager, Arizona, and we'll have a lot more coming up on tonight's news. All right.
This was an extremely serious event, not just because Bill had been shot, but what precipitated this? How did this happen? Was this... No one knew the answer, so immediately we got on the internet and we started searching, downloading news articles from Arizona, trying to find out. I got on the phone, was calling the hour of the time phone line, which of course was busy most of the time, and then I would leave a message when I could, please call me back, not understanding all of the chaos that Doyle was involved with that day as well.
Can't trust the papers, as Bill would say. In fact, within the first sentence of the first article that was written about this in the Arizona Republican, the word militia appears. The name Timothy McVeigh appears. This kind of irresponsible journalism, unfortunately, was something Bill had to fight off for, as he would say, years and years and years and years and years. Bill was not a member of a militia, but he believed very strongly in the Second Amendment, and he did a program on how to form your own militia and do it legally.
After Bill was killed, virtually every newspaper article that you would see on Bill or any report on television or on radio always mentioned Timothy McVeigh, and that Timothy McVeigh and William Cooper were connected. And Bill was portrayed as a extreme right-wing lunatic that was encouraging the activities of Timothy McVeigh. While in fact Timothy McVeigh did listen to William Cooper and in fact visited him, came up to Bill's Hill to visit him, Bill told him to get lost.
Michael Brescia, who is John Doe number two, the spitting image of the drawings that they put out, wearing the exact same cap that was worn by the man in the drawings that they put out, with the same tattoo on his left arm, stood in front of me for 10 minutes and talked to me in the company of Timothy McVeigh. And Tim McVeigh was not the leader. Tim McVeigh probably didn't say more than 25 or 30 words during the entire time. Michael Brescia did all of the talking. And the last thing he said before they left in their green Mercury Marquis station wagon with a puke yellow interior was, "Watch Oklahoma City." If anyone was in charge, at least on that day, it was Michael Brescia, John Doe number two, not ever Timothy McVeigh. They told us during that conversation that they were setting out on a mission to make things better in this country, and that they had the approval of the United States Army, who had implanted them with computer chips, had given them their blessings, and knew exactly where they were and what they were doing all the time.
Bill was left to lie there in the front yard. Non-lethal devices are the supposed norm in the country and this state, it's supposedly stressed, and was verified in newspaper articles afterwards, not even pertaining to Bill's case, just informational articles out of the Arizona Republic. No such device was used, nets, stun guns, anything, all the fancy foams and rubber bullets, none of that. The Apache County coroner to declare Bill dead and deny him, obviously, medical treatment if he's dead, happened to be Dr. Scott Hamlin. He was not called, theoretically, because he'd be a conflict of interest, which he would be, but I can't believe they used such wise judgment now all of a sudden. So Navajo County had to be called to clear the next county over. And obviously woken up, you know, all this stuff. So there's a huge time frame here. But Bill received no medical treatment. The sheriff's deputies took it in their own hands, and the paramedics, that he did not need to be treated. He was just gone for good, and that's all there was to it. DPS is wrapping up their all-day-long site investigation. Bill's body has been out there all day, so who knows how it was tampered with. Cameras, nobody was allowed up there. You couldn't get within it to get camera views. Even the helicopters were shunned off, so they couldn't get views of the body. So there's no way to ever tell if it was moved 100 times, maybe, before the ambulance picked it up. It was then taken to Tucson Forensics Lab for an autopsy.
Those of you who are smart enough to know what is transpiring here know that these are historic broadcasts. And by making these broadcasts, I have sealed my fate.
I believe this. I found this to be true. If you're not walking on the razor blade, you're really living in a kind of death existence. You have to have that danger facing you that if I slip, I'm dead. That's what makes you live. That's what gives you life. That's what gives you purpose. And I sincerely believe that any man or woman who does not have principles for which they're ready and willing to die for at any given moment that they're called upon to do that, is already dead and are of no use or consequence to themselves or anyone else and will be unhappy throughout their life for that very reason and that very reason alone.
Okay, this is Main Street of Springervale, the town that's connected to Eager, and this is the also the highway coming in to Springervale from St. John's. This is our research center that we opened up after Bill's death. We had to close it due to financial constraints recently. You're seeing the last of it. What this room contained was the core research books and articles. Along every wall that you see, seven shelves high, literally from the floor to up high, was solid books. We categorized them and alphabetized them by category and then alphabetized them in each category so it was easy to look up. Down the middle here were all desks, and with all the outlets we had the ability that people could come in and use each format of media, for instance Beta, VHS, Hi8, whatever, with a monitor, and they could use books, and I made arrangements with the copy shop down the street, and they would make copies for us at a reduced rate. That way the books never left the building. This whole front portion from this here